Lisa Genova writes novels about neurological conditions you might see written about in medical journals. She authored the book that became the movie Still Alice. The film starred Julianne Moore as a Harvard professor who gets early-onset Alzheimer's disease. Her other books feature characters who struggle with Huntington's disease, autism, and traumatic brain injury, conditions that can leave people feeling other and alone. She's just released a book about amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. It attacks the motor neurons in the brain and the spinal cord and takes away the ability to walk, chew, bathe yourself, and breathe. Genova's book is called Every Note Played. I asked her how this disease became her next focus. Why ALS?
Why ALS? Richard Glatzer, who was the co-writer of the script and co-director of the film Still Alice, was diagnosed with ALS just 2 months before he read my book and decided that the last thing that he would do in his lifetime here is make this film. And so I got to know Richard in the course of writing the script and directing the film. I got to be on the set. And shortly after we were done filming, I asked him if I could write about ALS next in his honor. And so he became the first person I knew well with this disease.
So he was able to help you through his death. As he was directing this film about Alzheimer's, he was able to introduce you to ALS through his own experience.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you just got me a little emotional there. So that was not expected for me. And so now it's like, here we go. I get to, you know, my book inspired their movie, and now their movie inspired my next book.
So the human story that you're telling in this book starts off with a man named Richard, who's an extremely accomplished and renowned concert pianist. I think he's in his 40s, maybe. He's on tour, and he starts feeling like things aren't quite right. Tell us about Richard, who's kind of a sour character.
Yeah, so Richard's a bit self-involved, a little bit of a narcissist. He's a very accomplished pianist, and he has sort of his entire life has been driven toward his success. He begins to experience a weakness in his dominant hand, in his right hand, and that is the first symptom for him with ALS. He thinks it must be tendonitis, maybe it's a pinched nerve, it's something temporary, as most people with ALS think when they have their first symptom. But with ALS, it doesn't go away, and it doesn't stay in the hand. So it will continue to move up Richard's arm and into his shoulder, and he'll become progressively weaker and paralyzed in that hand and arm.
He could see the first slight symptoms easily. And I wonder if you can read a part of the book right now. This is page 21, and set it up for us, if you will.
Yeah, so the people, I came to know 12 people with ALS really well. Actually, 8 of the 12 died before I finished writing the final draft. So this disease does often move quite quickly. And so, yeah, in addition to the weakness, the other symptom that is a tell for ALS are something called fasciculations. And this is just kind of a fancy word for muscle spasms. And they can ripple throughout the body. And I've seen this happen in people. And these fasciculations tend to happen before someone becomes paralyzed, and they're quite disturbing to experience and watch. So here's Richard watching his own. The first bubble breaks the surface, a pop in his left calf. It vibrates there for a few seconds, the opening act, then jumps to his right quadriceps just above the knee. Then the pad at the base of his right thumb flickers over and over and over. He can't bear to witness this one in particular. The spasm in his dominant thumb. At some point, the twitching in every single muscle group, in his arms, his legs, his mouth, his diaphragm, will stop forever. And so he should embrace the twitching, be grateful for it. The twitching means his muscles are still there, still capable of responding. For now.
You end that with for now because the trajectory of the disease is so clear. Eventually, we see what happens to Richard. At one point, his arms can only hang by his side. He can, of course, no longer play the piano. He can't clothe himself. He can't clean himself. He can't even roll over in bed or scratch an itch on his nose. So completely reliant on other human beings. In this case, the other human being is his former wife, Karina, with whom he had a child and a very tumultuous time. I mean, they had a hostile divorce. but she finds herself taking care of him.
Yeah, so ALS never just happens to one person. There's the person who has ALS, and then there's the person and often people in community who have to take care of that person. So it's a lot of caregiving that has to go on.
And it may be somebody that you don't even have strong feelings for, somebody who you feel
Well, right. And so for some, no, they're in the middle of maybe they're about to get divorced. And so ALS becomes the catalyst for people either repairing things and coming together where there might be healing and connection or pulling them further apart.
One of the things that struck me is at the end of the book, you have Lisa's call to action, and you thank people for reading the book and finishing it. And then you say, I also hope you'll join me in putting empathy into action by you ask people to make a donation, et cetera. What's the importance of empathy and action?
I think the two are connected. You know, once we can understand something from a compassionate point of view, so it's not just intellectual, right? If I tell you that 20,000 people are diagnosed with ALS in the United States, that's information. But if you read a story and you can imagine yourself in the other, that's understanding it from the heart as well as the head. And so rather than lose that moment, I wanted to give them a direction. Even if someone donates $10 to a cause, it might not do much. But if a million readers donate $10 to ALS One, we're going to move the needle on this.
Nice to speak with you. Lisa Genova, author of Every Note Played. Thanks.
Thanks so much.